This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Going for Independence CIC in Broughton, Saltburn, work with blind and partially sighted people across Teesside to provide different socialising, craft and upskilling activities. They recently secured funding to make a 4-episode audio drama with Dogwood Productions, created by and for people with sight loss from across the Teesside region. We're joined by Pam Bennett and Pat Graham to learn more. Hi both, thank you so much for joining us. So, Pam, you are the founder of Going for Independence CIC. Can you give us an overview of how it started?
Going for Independence started 16 years ago in the London area, and we started as an occupational therapy agency to help people to find an independent OT to enable them to have a home assessment of their needs and to be able to independently manage their lives as they grew older. And since then, I've moved up to the Northeast, and up here, there's very little for people in comparison to London. And so we reached out to people with sight loss, and we've been very fortunate to get some funding over the last few years, the last 10 years up here, on working with people with sight loss, providing some activities for them.
And Pat, how did you first get involved in Going for Independence?
Well, my husband suffered with macula, so I was involved with macula. And then when I was diagnosed with glaucoma, macula put me in touch with the vision impairment group in Redcar. And I've really enjoyed it. It's a good way of meeting people, socialising and learning various crafts.
Yeah, and this is a really exciting new opportunity for people to act and get some storytelling skills. How did the idea for the audio drama first begin?
Last year, we had another project that we were running called Seeing Sense, and that was all about taking people to the coast to experience different pieces of the coast up here. And we worked with the Tees Valley Wildlife Trust, who led the walks and sort of guided walks. And as a result of that, we made contact with Anthony Bellicom from Dogwood Productions, who came and gave us a talk about a musical he was producing called Facing the Waves, which was all about Royal National Lifeboat Institute. And of course, Redcar was where the first lifeboat was used. And there's quite a lot of history locally about use of lifeboats along this coast. And he prepared this musical called Facing the Waves, and he came to tell our groups all about it. We talked to Anthony about audio with our groups of visually impaired people based on The Archers, because he had been the producer of The Archers for a number of years, and he came and told us all about that, and it sort of sparked an idea that maybe the four groups that we work with across Teesside would be interested in doing an episode of our own. Then we made an application to the Arts Council. It sort of fleshed itself out somewhat.
And what are you most looking forward to about the project?
Well, this is something quite new for me as well. And I'm really looking forward to the humour that will come about, I hope, from some of the scenarios that are created. Because we're going to ask people in our groups if for any memories that they may have of incidents at hotels or guest houses, so that we can incorporate them into the scripts. And of course, the backstory for the script showed that a couple have inherited a guest house, but basically there are lots of interesting sound effects going on in the background. And of course, for some of our people who may not wish to speak as actors on the performances, they'll be able to play with some of the sound effects in the background, which sounds good fun. So I'm hoping it will be a laugh a minute. And of course, there'll be lots of outtakes. So I'm hoping we'll be able to record some of the outtakes so we can enjoy it afterwards as well.
How about you, Pat? What are you most looking forward to about being involved?
Oh, it's just been interesting meeting up with other groups and setting out what we're going to do and who's going to do what. So.
And alongside this audio drama, what other projects are you working on at the moment?
This project will take us through to September. And then when we've created all four of the episodes, we will have a launch event when it will be made public. And then at that time, we'll be able to send out the recordings to anywhere that's interested, and also make them downloadable on our website and talk to the talking newspapers locally and other places where they might be able to showcase it. There is potential, of course, and I know there'll be a cliffhanger at the end, for us to either continue to make more or for other groups to take up the challenge. So who knows where our Bellevue project might take the world. It might be as successful as the Archers, who knows, in the future. We'll have some new characters involved. At the same time as that, we, as GFI, runs the macular support groups, and one in Stockton and one in Redcar, and those will continue through this next few months. And then we've also made an application for some Reaching Communities funding to carry on doing our arts and crafts classes and activities that we run for right across Teesside, and that would start in October if we're successful, which we keep our fingers crossed.
And Pat, why would you encourage other people in the Teesside region to get involved in Going for Independence?
Well, it gets you out of the house, meeting people. That's the thing. The socialisation is a big help when you live on your own. And it's interesting. I like doing various crafts. So for me, it's interesting that way. But I've made up friendships as well since I've joined in the group. And that's really good too.
I'm going to jump in and add to that and say that it's actually very difficult encouraging people who are isolated to come and join the group. So I'm sure that's a familiar story, really, because it's very difficult to reach out to people with sight loss who tend to withdraw a bit as their sight deteriorates or whatever. And just finding them and encouraging them to come and join a group isn't easy. You know, you really have to think about it. But a lot of our referrals come through word of mouth by people bringing other people along with them. And we have recently made contact with the ECLO, the Eye Clinic Liaison Officer at James Cook Hospital. And so potentially there might be referrals coming from people newly diagnosed. So we'll have to wait and see whether the numbers stay the same or whether we can reach more people.
And Pam, where can people learn more and get in touch with you?
We're based in Saltburn, as it happens, but we've got a phone number, we've got email addresses, and that's the easiest way. We don't have an office as such. We keep our costs right down. COVID put paid to our office, and so we've managed quite well without one ever since, as I'm sure other people have too. So the best way is either through the telephone or through an email.
Well, thank you so much, Pam and Pat, from Going for Independence CIC, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we look forward to hearing more about the audio drama.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, yeah.